The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our gospel reading for this past Sunday, the second Sunday of end time, Last Judgment Sunday. We hear from Luke chapter 19, verses 11 to 27, Jesus' parable of the minas. While they were listening to this, Jesus went on to tell them a parable. Because he was near Jerusalem and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. He said, a man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Put this money to work, he said, until I come back. But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, we don't want this man to be our king. He was made king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, sir, your mina has earned 10 more. Well done, my good servant, his master replied. Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities. The second came and said, sir, your mina has earned 5 more. His master answered, you take charge of 5 cities. Then another servant came and said, sir, here is your mina. I have kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow. His master replied, I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow? Why then didn't you put my money on deposit so that when I came back, I could have collected it with interest? Then he said to those standing by, take his mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas. Sir, they said, he already has 10. He replied, I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away. But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me. Again, I'll say that's a strong ending, reminding us of the judgment of God, something that, well, as believers, we're so thankful we don't have to fear that judgment. Well, dear friends in Christ, the conclusion of Jesus' parable of the minas makes it especially appropriate for during these last weeks of the church year. The focus of the church year during these last weeks of it, it focuses on Christ's second coming and the second judgment. Through this parable, we are reminded what God expects of us as we live in this sinful world, as we believers live in this sinful world. He's serious about the work that he gives to us, his servant. The nobleman said here, put this money to work until I come back. And our Savior, he says to you and to me, I've given you my gospel. And what I want you to do is until judgment day, I want you to use that gospel. I want you to use that gospel so that you can grow in your faith and so that you can reach out to souls with that precious gospel message so that the Holy Spirit can work on people's hearts. That's what God expects of us. And what responsibilities do we have in this life that are more important than what God expects of us who have his precious gospel message? That we, well, keep growing in our faith. It's a regular process that the Holy Spirit works as we use the Word of God. And that we especially make sure that We're sharing the gospel with our family, friends, and anyone that we can come into contact with so that they can hear about the Savior who died on the cross to pay for their sins and who lived a perfect life so that we could have his righteousness, his holiness that makes us worthy of eternal life in heaven. So let's always be looking for opportunities to be faithful to our God, to personally keep growing in our faith, to stand up for Jesus, to share God's precious gospel with the people around us, and to support mission work so that that gospel gets out into all parts of the world. The parable does also speak of God's gracious reward when we take advantage of those opportunities to be faithful. The servants who faithfully used their minas, they were blessed with even more. And so it is for you and for me. When we faithfully use the word of God, God's going to bless us. That's just a natural result. Those blessings, they may or may not include earthly blessings. But more importantly, when we use God's gospel, he does bless us spiritually. He'll strengthen our faith. He'll encourage and guide us and keep us on that way that leads to our eternal salvation. But why does God do all that for us? Why does he bless us? It's because of his grace and mercy. It's not because we've earned or deserved it, because, well, when we strive to be faithful, what does the Bible says? All our righteous acts are like filthy rags. That's what Isaiah tells us. But our gracious God, he still wants to bless our feeble efforts to be faithful, to serve him. He still wants to bless us. So let's never push our Savior away. But let's take advantage of as many opportunities as we can to be faithful to our Lord. And always remember how faithful our God is to us. God gave us Jesus to be our Savior. And he gives us, he sends us the Holy Spirit to make us believers, to strengthen our faith, and to keep us in the faith until ultimately he takes us home to heaven. So again, remember what God expects of us. And what God expects of us is to be faithful to the one whose faithfulness to you and to me has to absolutely amaze us and give us joy now and forever. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, help me always to see what a precious treasure you have invested in us in the gospel and in our faith in Jesus the Savior. Help us to use that precious treasure so that the Holy Spirit can keep on building us up in the faith and reaching out to more and more souls. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.